everyone. Welcome to an Eat, Sleep, Footy, Repeat Extra Time. I'm Lawrence. I'm here on my own. Alex is working in Cardiff, so we haven't been able to pull together. And what I'd like to tell you a little bit about the first ever Eat, Sleep, Footy, Repeat Extra Time. This is basically a little extra that we're going to be doing every now and again, where if we've got an interview or there's a bit of news breaking or something like that, then we can go through to these extra times and hopefully put it on our Audio Boom channel and you can pick it up there. I will say our Audio Boom channel now, fingers crossed it goes on that, but if I can't work the technology this evening, it'll be live on our Podbean site, but as an extra time. Shorter, snappier, but and also the things that we can't fit into the now fortnightly podcast that we do every other Friday, which you can pick up. So, anyway, right, today I've been at the Wales press conferences for the players at the Vale of Glamorgan Hotel. We've heard from Joe Ledley, Joe Allen, Danny Ward and Sam Vokes. Now, let's start with Sam. Okay, so he was first up and obviously dominating the news agenda today is internationally is, of course, that terrible terror attack in Brussels. Now, most of the players were asked about it and they kind of all gave pretty much the same answer as you would imagine. So let's hear what Sam had to say.
Yeah, of course, it's horrible. It's we all saw it as we came down to breakfast this morning, and it's obviously tragic what's happening there, and obviously our thoughts and prayers with the people involved in Brussels. I think as players it's out of our hands. I suppose it will it'll be taken as a precaution from the FAW and something they'll look forward to at when we go over there. But obviously I'm sure it'll be heightened, yeah. Yeah, I think since Paris in November a lot of things have been taken for that, and like I say, it's out of our hands and the FA will be sorting that out, I'm sure.
Yeah, we'll hear more from Sam tomorrow on the game, and of course his hopes of impressing with several of the big players out. Now, the other question on the agenda today was the contract of Chris Coleman, the manager, especially after he said that he and the FAW were apart on negotiations, and there wouldn't be any more negotiations till April, and then of course his name gets linked with Swansea and Aston Villa. Somewhat surprisingly, when he's in the middle of a contract negotiation. Never seen that before. Anyway, so Vokes said that he wanted Coleman in charge for the qualifiers. Joe Allen said that Coleman is a vital part of what they're doing. And this was Joe Ledley's take on things.
Yeah, of course he's going to be linked. You know, what he's done for Wales and this nation is remarkable. You know, it's, you know, he's a fantastic manager, so, you know, it doesn't surprise me. But, you know, obviously you want to keep him with Wales. And, you know, I think this is just the start of something.
You know that his contract negotiations are going on at the moment. Is that something that the players sort of talk about as well?
No, nothing at all. It's all sort of new to us, to be fair. But I'm sure something will be sorted out sooner or later. But, you know, we see it at the moment, so that's the main thing. But, you know, we want him to be here for many of years to come. And, you know, what he's done for us and the whole nation is remarkable, and hopefully he can continue and help, you know, for many years to come, especially young kids coming through as well.
Yep, so ringing the endorsement there from the bearded one. Danny Ward was up next. He's a very confident young man, which I guess is pretty useful for goalkeepers. He's likely to make his debut in one of these upcoming friendlies, but he was also really open about his other aims, and so this is what he had to say about Liverpool.
Yeah, I mean, it was massive for me to go and get some games this year and get some experience in playing first team level in front of, you know, crowds in pressure games, and I loved every minute of it. And obviously, I'm back at Liverpool now, where I'm just training every day and trying to challenge to get in the team.
What is your ambition on a club front? Do you sort of envisage yourself maybe challenging for that first team spot at Anfield one day?
Oh yeah, for however long they want me to be at the club, my aim is to be the number one at some point. You know, hopefully sooner rather than later.
And finally, give me hope, Joanna. The Welsh Xavi was, of course, asked about his season and how he felt it was going with Liverpool, and whether he felt just maybe a bit frustrated at being sort of in and out of the side. And, of course, Brendan Rodgers being fired, Jurgen Klopp's come in. Said some quite nice things about Alan, but has maybe not backed up those things with actually playing him. And if I was a Liverpool fan, I don't think I'd be feeling too confident about his future at the club, if this answer is anything to go by. It was a very Well, I'll let you decide what you think of it. And I'll tell you what, tweet me later. I think it's a bit of a politician's answer, but I think he pretty much gives away. And what I've done, I've left it in raw so you can see how he approached the question and make up your own minds. Yeah, tweet me your opinions later.
Yes, it's... It's been okay on a personal level, but the main thing, I think, obviously I'm here representing Wales. It's been an incredible year from a Welsh point of view. Figured prominently in our campaign, so it's been real proud, real privilege, and been really something that means a lot to me. To qualify was one thing. I think you saw the way everyone reacted, how much it meant to the nation, and we all can't wait now to get out to France and show the world what we can do.
So, like I said, I'll leave you to draw your own conclusions for them. Brilliant. Tweet me @eatsleepfooty, @eatsleep_footy, I should say. So, tweet is @eatsleep_footy. Give us a tweet later. Tell us what you think of that Joe Allen answer. Now, finally, and you may or may not have seen this, but Joe's front page spread this week in highly recommended Chicken and Egg magazine. All right, so basically, Joe and his family were talking about hens that they own. It was a really nice little piece about his family. And this is what he had to say.
Something a bit different.
Yeah, I'm surprised you brought that up, actually. I wasn't expecting that. I had a little text to warn me that I might get asked about that this morning. Something, obviously. I think it's a big thing with my wife. That's a big passion of hers. She does a lot for animal charity, so yeah, that's just my way of showing support. And
Joe Allen, what an excellent fellow, eh? Sorry, I couldn't help but crack that one. moving on. Okay, tomorrow we'll hear from more of those lads. We'll also hear them talking about the game, and we'll hear their thoughts on the Manic Street Preachers as well, as that news got released today about the fact that they were recording something with the guys. I think it was a video, really, rather than the singing, the actual song. I'm assuming they're going to do that in the studio. But hey, what do I know? We'll also have Chris Coleman from his news conference, and I imagine there'll be lots of questions about his contracts. I'm going to be with Alex for tomorrow's Eat, Sleep, Footy, Repeat Extra Time, hopefully, if we can get our diaries together. And don't forget, our latest podcast is out now, and in fact, it was live on Friday the 18th. So just going on a weekly thing. So Friday the 18th was the last one. The next one will be April the 1st. But if you want to get it now, it is live, so go and grab that. It's an absolute cracker. It's got ex-journo Mark Bloom talking about the stories behind the headlines, Bobby Gould's crazy times in charge of Wales, Vinnie Jones made captain at Usk Prison, we have Russian drug claims. We've also got a Cardiff born and bred fan telling us why Swansea in the Premier League is good news for the nation. So go and check it out now. Cheers for now.